WFOD starts now.
It's like, I'm dating somebody now. We've reached the point where we've had our first fight that happened because one of us made a joke for too long. So like an example is like we're driving and I'm talking and I burp while I'm talking. So it's just something like, so then you and me can go to the store. It, a little embarrassing. Who cares? It's natural. Burping. We all burp. Whatever. Who gives a shit? So she's like, wow, I didn't know you spoke burp. I was like, that's very good. You got me. You got me. That's fair. She was like, yeah, you know, I didn't know you took BSL. Burp is a second language. I was like, very fair. I deserve it. I did burp while I was talking. She was like, yeah, I mean, you speak it so fluently, I almost wonder if, like, it's your first language, burp. I'm like, still completely justified. This is all just totally fair and funny. She's like, you know, I mean, it's like, I almost, is one of your parents burp, or are you like a quarter burp on your dad's side? I was like, this is all hilarious and very creative. This is great. And then she's like, I mean, you should go back to college and get certified so that you can, like, teach burp professionally. And I was like, can I burp? Can I just burp? I am a human being, and human beings burp. I'm sorry that I am a human, and if I could stab myself in the chest and let the gas out that way, I would. But until I can do that, I must burp. And she was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And I was like, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it.
Thing's gonna do drunkly is pick up everything else. See, what you gotta do is you gotta put your mouth by the microphone so the people can hear you.
I'm gonna pick up your mind.
See, you're too far away right now. You're too far away, you're not talking quiet. You need to enunciate and you talk right into that goddamn microphone.
Yes, sir.
Drunk. See, what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to put on a quality audio program. And the best way to do that is for us all to have voices at a similar volume so that people don't have to strain to hear you and they don't have to wince when they hear me. Everybody's about the same volume so that people can adjust their volume to their liking when they're listening at home.
It doesn't matter what volume you speak, they're still wincing when they hear you.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Drunkard STL, on the Twitters.
That's me.
Also joining us is my other co-host, live from the wonderful state of Wisconsin, Mr. Travis Hulse.
And that's me.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, let me tell you, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. There's so much going on, Travis. But the problem that I'm having, Travis.
What's your problem?
Travis, I like doing the show. The show, it's my thing. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And there's been a problem that I've been having lately with the show, and I haven't been able to put my finger on it.
Have you discovered it now?
I discovered it today, Travis. I discovered
just today
what the problem was. Yeah. I haven't been able to figure out what it was. Like all this time, I keep saying, "Is it doing the show?" No, the show's fun. I have fun putting the show together. I have fun doing the show with my pals.
Yeah,
I've discovered what the problem I have with the show is, and Travis, I hate our listeners.
All of them?
Okay, I'm going to say I hate most of our listeners. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking in your head, oh, well, fuck you, and like you're getting offended by me saying this, yeah, I'm talking about you. Like if you're a self-important douchebag and I'm saying that I hate our listeners and like you're getting butthurt about that, yeah, I'm talking about you. I hate them, Travis. I hate their negativity. I hate everything they bring because it's all bad. And we do have some good listeners. There's some listeners that I like, but for the most part, I hate them. I hate the people that listen to our show, Travis. I don't know how we can like trade them in for better listeners. How can we do that?
I don't know that that's a service that's provided to podcasters.
You just take what you get? I reject that. I feel like there's a way that we can get better quality listeners. There has to be a way.
Well, if you just suggest to each and every one of our listeners, you know, as a blanket statement, whether that's they're the ones that you like or the ones that you dislike, and just say, hey, if you listen to the show, find somebody in your friend group that's better than you, that you aspire to be, that you look up to, that's a good person, and turn them on to the old WFOD show.
Travis, I'll give you a peek into some of the good criticism I get, like some of the real quality suggestions I get on how to improve the show. Earlier today, Travis, it was suggested to me that the way to improve the program is to replace you with my wife.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Replace Travis.
Well, he didn't say replace Travis, but he said, oh, well, you should do the show with your wife and drunk.
Ah, there you go. Well, so you might as well have said replace Travis. That's, I mean, a fair assessment sometimes.
So, like, I guess this person, he like has a husband and wife show that he likes. And he just thought, how can I make that show more like this show, you know?
So how did I become the chosen third wheel?
Yeah, why would that be good to like have me and my wife like talk about all our fun inside wife jokes and then you just sit there?
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, I don't know any of that. By the way, guys, I don't want to get off on a rant here. It is Stunt Month.
Stunt Month.
You found that one pretty quick.
And we do have one hell of a Stunt Month going. Tonight, I have 1 pound of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for drunk.
I feel like we should like take pictures of this and put it on Twitter.
It's like a novelty Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. There's 2 half-pound Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So I figured drunk has to be on like a pace of like one before break and then one after break, right, Travis?
Now, to be clear, these, like you said, are novelties and typically made to be like a gag gift or something to be shared by a big group of people.
Yeah, like the chocoholic in your life, Travis.
Right.
And I bought it for drunk, and I bought it around Christmas time because that's when they sell them. See, because I plan ahead, Travis. I try to put on like a really good program for people that I hate. Explain how that makes sense. Like, explain why I take the time to put a show together for people that I hate.
For people to just tell you how you should do the show? Like, no, you should completely change up the
dynamic. Yeah, offer no constructive criticism. Only shovel garbage at me, you know? Like, I don't understand. See, that's the problem with the show, Travis.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, yeah. See, it's big.
This looks like something that you put in the oven, dude.
No, you don't put it in the oven. See, they don't have like the typical little paper thing. They have like a plastic one for it because it's...
You should go find like a Pyrex, like a Pyrex casserole dish in Mike's cabinets and go melt it down and you can just spoon it into your mouth instead of taking bites.
Right? Get a couple graham crackers and a Malo and make a s'more out of it.
Let's read some of the nutrition facts off the back of the package there.
Yes, let's. So.
And see, in the chat room, Jody B is in the chat room, Travis, and he's doing like a look at me, look at me, look at me thing, which is a big problem I have with Jody B. Travis. He needs constant reassurance that
I got to refresh this thing. I don't see anybody doing anything.
Travis, he wants me to say that I'm not talking about Jody. Jody, you annoy the shit out of me every day, Jody.
That's harsh. Come on, now.
Jody. Everything you say is me. That's what I hear when you send me a message, Jody. It's me. And that's dude, what you do. Today you.
It's like a large burger that I can't even get my mouth around.
See, it's it was
suggested in the chat that those are super old and that the chocolate is all white. No, in fact,
yeah, it doesn't expire until September. It's fine. Yeah,
we still got a few months left, so it's perfectly good. And even beyond that, you usually have about 3-4 months after expiration date before it gets kind of gross. So
Best
he's got
by
a, that's
nine
a fresh
of
Reese's
2018.
Cup.
So we're good.
So Jody, see, he's a podcaster now, Travis, and I hate other podcasters. I hate other podcasters almost as much as I hate our listeners. but see, what he does is he retweets a whole bunch of other podcasts, so they'll retweet his podcast. And he retweeted one the other day that caught my eye. It was it was two gals.
I think I eat upside down.
Well, then that way you don't get the ridges in the roof of your mouth.
Right.
It has like a waffly kind of bottom to it.
Well, so.
Oh, see, Travis, the good thing about these Reese's peanut butter cups is they also have Reese's pieces inside them.
Oh, really? They make the big ones with the Reese's pieces?
Yeah.
Those are my jam.
They're about the size of like one of those Walmart 50-cent pies. It's just solid chocolate, though.
And the chocolate's like really thick. See, the thing about Reese's peanut butter cups is the reason they're so good is the consistency is right. So they have the right amount of peanut butter in the right amount of chocolate. Those giant cups, like the chocolate is too thick and it's like too thick of a wave of that peanut butter shit through the middle of them.
As I was saying, Travis, he retweeted a podcast that caught my eye. I went to their site and they described their show as two gals in their car recording their podcast like with their iPhone. Like they commute to work and they record a podcast like in their car with their iPhone while they're in traffic.
The driver's not using a microphone, I hope, just for safety's sake.
No, neither of them are using microphones. They just like set the phone on the dashboard and then upload that to the internet and call it a podcast. And so like I feel like there needs to be some kind of service that because obviously Jody B, he doesn't discriminate. He just retweets any fucking podcast that, you know, shows him the least bit of attention. And so like there needs to be some kind of like a seal of quality that at the very least, Travis, a seal that says these podcasts use microphones. That's like the least that we can ask for, right?
Well, I mean, typically, yeah, I'm a fan of microphones when people record audio content.
And Travis, I know that the last time that we did the Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10, we just picked them at random because it doesn't matter. But I feel like that needs to at least be the benchmark.
Is microphones?
Yeah, that you use microphones. So if we ever do, by the way, I you know, Travis, we haven't done the Albino Alligators Indie Podcast Top 10 in a while. I did record a theme song for it.
You did?
Yeah.
The Albino Alligator Podcast Indie Top 10. Yeah.
See,
oh, the production value on that.
The next time we do that, Travis, see, the seal now means something. It means that we listen to the first couple of minutes, and they at least use microphones.
And they have microphones.
Travis, I feel like that's the least that we can do to contribute to the indie podcast movement.
Well, I think you are putting your reputation on the line, right? When you are saying, hey, this is something that I approve of, and I would like you to associate my name with saying you should take a look at it.
Yeah.
So I'm only 5 bites in, and I can tell you I'm not even going to finish one of these things.
It's a lot of chocolate, Drunk.
You got to attempt it. You got to get in there.
This is a big, big ass.
Drunk, so you're... Okay, so there's 16 servings per container.
So 8 per cup.
So there's 8 servings per cup. And this caloric intake is based on 1/16th of the package. So there's 8 grams of fat. What's 8 times 8?
64.
So 64 grams of fat. What's 140 times 8?
Yeah, that's a little too big for me.
800, 320.
1,120 calories, Travis, in one of these.
1120.
What's a double quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, probably 750.
So maybe I shot a little high on this one, Drunk. You think? You think I expecting hey, no, you to did, eat a, did, a pound of chocolate is...
So what's 14 times 8?
14 times 8?
32, 120.
So that's 120 grams of sugar.
Now that'll kill you.
Just
the calories and shit's fine.
But
Travis, I overshot on Stunt Month. Well, I went a little wild, Travis. I thought maybe Drunk would eat this entire package of chocolate in one sitting.
To be fair, did Evil Knievel shoot low? He always shot high, right? He's going to jump the Grand Canyon. He's not going to jump like a random ditch.
He's
like,
not he's going to jump a sewer drain.
On the bright side, I am getting 24 grams protein.
Oh, there's some protein in there? See, that's good, Drunk.
Well, see, you're looking out for his health.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God. Damn it.
What just happened?
Travis, now we got to play the song.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Shouldn't
there has
so
to be a deterrent. I'm sorry.
You're on air.
I'm sorry that was rude of me, but I ate too much food, you see.
Travis, I'm stopping the song for a second just to tell you, if there are no consequences, then it's just the Wild West. You know, we have to do this. I don't want to do this, but we have to.
We have to.
I didn't mean to burp. Excuse me. I didn't mean to burp. Excuse me. I didn't mean to burp. Excuse me. I didn't mean to burp. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to burp.
I'm sorry, guys, but we have to have consequences for our actions.
I'll put myself on a 3-minute.
It sounds like the next suggestion you're going to get is to replace Drunk with Napier's wife.
Yeah. We were also getting advice on ways to get Napier back.
Why would we want that?
No, I know how to get Napier back, guys. I call him. I apologize. I fake an apology because I won't mean it because everything I said was true. I talk him into coming back even though he doesn't want to come back. And then he just guilt does the podcast over Skype for another 6 months until he quits again. That's how that would go, guys. Bad advice.
About every other week, by the way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It would be bad. It would be over Skype. He would not be engaged. Napier stopped giving a fuck 150 episodes ago. Let's just go with like a don't give us advice anymore general rule.
That's a good policy. If you didn't like last week's show or this week's show, keep it to yourself.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care if you liked it. I don't care if you have ideas on how to make the show better. Let's just go with that. If you were going to give us advice, you should have done it like 6 years ago. We got it. And if you don't like it, then just fuck off.
You're getting that look in your eye again.
But send some of your friends that are worth a shit. Because we do like listeners, we just don't like the ones we currently have. You know what? It's a weird thing, Travis, because the thing that I dislike the most is having listeners. Like, the listeners that we have, I hate. But, like, it's like eating a whole bunch, not because the food is good, not because you're enjoying it, because you're looking forward to a bellyache.
I feel like this is untrue, because we have thousands of listeners that don't engage us whatsoever.
Yeah, I like those.
That don't eat, we don't even know they exist.
Right. Yeah, those are the best kind, Travis. The ones that, like, I can, you know, the guy that messaged you the other day, was that guy from Lithuania or something? And was talking to you about comic books. They're like, oh, by the way, I like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chime in like once every 4 months just to let us know you listened to it and enjoyed it. That's my ideal listener. Is the one that chimes in like every 4 months, preferably from a country I've never heard of, so that I can be like, oh, that's kind of neat.
You got milk upstairs?
Yeah, drunk. You want to go get a cup of milk?
I think I do.
All right, buddy.
I don't know. Is milk really going to do good for you? So how far did he get? Does he got like a picture
of
the...
He's got about half. Half
about
of
half
one.
The first one?
Yeah, yeah. Travis, did you see...
I figure like a quarter pound... of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is probably fine.
Travis, did you see the Millie Bobby Brown controversy?
Oh, God. What?
I'm conflicted about the Millie Bobby Brown controversy. Yeah, and Millie Bobby Brown is, if you don't know, she's a 13 or 11 or 12 or something on Stranger Things.
Yeah, she plays 11.
Oh, is it 11?
Yeah,
was that one of the ones 11. I said?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, she's one of those. She's a gal on Stranger Things. She's 14 years old. She became a meme, Travis, because it was a couple of people just having fun. It wasn't really like a thing. I mean, it wasn't like it became a big thing when like it became a big thing, you know, but for the most part, it was just people having fun. And the point of the meme was they were attributing racist and homophobic quotes to Millie Bobby Brown. And it's ridiculous. You know, it's a 14-year-old gal who's on a TV show. Like, she didn't say, like, I'll give you one of the tweets. Okay. I was about to check out in Sephora using my VIB Rogue card. Then Millie Bobby Brown pushed me and said, "Move, faggot, ladies first." Then she took my VIB Rogue card and used all my points and redeemed my birthday gift. And it's people having stories about encounters with Millie Bobby Brown in airports where she like runs up to a Muslim and tells them to remove their hijab and stuff.
They don't tag her in these things, do they?
No. It's just people having fun. And they weren't tagging her in it. They were just goofing around. But
feel like we've done things like that, you know, just in our private chats.
Oh, sure. You know. Sure. It became Millie Bobby Brown quit Twitter
is that Whitney Houston's husband?
No, Bobby Brown. He was a musician. Millie Bobby Brown is I think she's British and she's a 14-year-old gal. She's on the show Stranger Things, drunk. And so at the same time where it's like, oh, that's a bummer that this gal's feelings were hurt. At the same time, it's kind of a funny thing. So I don't really know how to feel about it necessarily.
Yeah, that's a hard one because I could see how some, you know, especially somebody at that age, you know, you're impressionable and you're not quite. I mean, I could see how she would probably feel bad, maybe, but also she should be flattered that they're making up like stories about her, but not, you know, I mean, just to each other. I don't know. Maybe that's no.
I mean, you wouldn't be flattered by them. They're bad stories, Travis.
Oh, well then maybe that's not nice.
It's stories attributed to her doing a lot of mean stuff.
Oh yeah. She probably, yeah, that's, I mean, she's 14.
Last week at Toys R Us, I was playing with the new hijabi Barbie when Millie walked towards me, took the doll, and slapped me across the face with it. She proceeded to throw bacon at me, screaming, "Go back to Islam." Now I'm diagnosed with PTSD and anxiety.
Hmm.
It's a funny little dumb thing.
It's like a And it's like a weird inside joke because none of that is funny. None of it is like funny.
Yeah. But I mean, like if you were one of the ones doing it, you'd be laughing your ass off. But then when it becomes a big thing and it's out of context, then you're kind of like,
And the thing about too is when you heard, I mean, even if you're involved in this thing, right? So say it's all innocent, you're not tagging her in this thing, and it's just, you know, a group of people saying, "Ha, this is funny. She'll never see it. It's not a big deal." You're always going to get some dickhead that joins the fun by actually tagging her and gets a little out of line. You know what I mean?
Oh, in the chat, if we stop listening and the downloads go down, maybe Mike will apologize to us. I will never apologize to you. I don't care.
Salty this week. Something happened? You have a bad weekend?
Yeah. No, it's just I'm tired. I'm tired of it, Travis. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. You know?
Yeah. I don't. Here's the key, buddy. Keep your ass off social media.
You think that's it?
Yep.
It really is. I have just recently started to use Twitter again a little bit more.
Why, Travis?
I know. You were out. I know. And I started out by just like going to like my favorite comic artists and like directly to their pages and kind of look and see what they're doing and kind of jumping on there. And just like that Batman White Knight that I was my pick of the week last week, I had to get on social media and tell them on Twitter. I said, "Hey, you know, this is great. Thanks a lot." But then I started actually looking at my Twitter feed and got sucked right back into the cesspool of negativity and got to get off there again.
Well, that's because Millie Bobby Brown's out there causing all. You remember that, Travis? You remember that commercial with that that guy who kind of looked like Duke Nukem who was going around and sharing?
Oh, that
Cokes?
Was my game back in the day.
You know, he was sharing Cokes, like there was guys that were like falling off of. Those things that window washers are, and like he was catching them and giving them a Coke, and you're like, oh, this guy, he's a bad guy, but he's doing so much good, and he's giving everybody Cokes. See, that's what I imagine Millie Bobby Brown's. Are you getting an upset tum-tum drunk from eating so much chocolate? You got a sad face, buddy.
This is a tough ask.
Yeah. And you're probably not even get through the first one. I was going to try to get you to eat two. Guys, I don't hate all the listeners. That was satire.
You shouldn't have to explain satire, right?
Travis, I have to explain everything that we do. Yeah, because
I was going to say, just like I shouldn't have had to explain the Apple bit. But
our listeners are way too fucking dumb to get it, Travis. I have to explain it all. You know.
Yeah, we got to stop explaining anything we do at all, right? Like, right. No more peeks behind the curtain.
Let's go to break.
Break.
Let me set you straight about something right now.
Live. Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
I have too many notebooks.
Too many notebooks. My cast for the show. Dun-dun-dun-dun. If he had less notebooks, he'd be more organized. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Maybe a manila folder or a binder or two. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Chris Pratt about his new film, Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom. In theaters June 22nd.
Did you enjoy working with Bryce Dallas Howard again?
She's so lifelike. I mean, they had one person controlling, dilating the pupils, one controlling the eyelids, one controlling the nostrils, the cheeks as she breathed, her jugular as it pumped, each of her hands and claws and her neck and everything. There was a team of like 12 guys underneath doing a very fine choreographed dance to make her look real.
The dinosaurs are fun too, right? Womp womp.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Ocean's 8 finished with a respectable $79 million, which combined with a not-so-respectable 61% Metacritic gives Not Safe for Water Coolers 48 points for this and 154 for three of their four films. Random Ramblings with Rob has 145 for two movies. So will Ant-Man and the Wasp make more than the combined totals of Mission Impossible, Fallout, and The Equalizer 2 is the name of the game right now. WFOD had a big release this week. The Incredibles 2 beat the record for opening weekend of an animated film and had a top 10 all-time any genre type weekend. So, you know, that's pretty good. Jurassic World has been getting kind of garbagey reviews so far, which is kind of a bummer. We'll have a pretty good idea how that's looking next week.
My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a warfighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force.
W-F-O-D.
New from Amazon, the Alexa Outrage Barometer, an automated third-party source that will give you an unbiased read on whether you should or shouldn't give a fuck.
Alexa, they're selling tickets to a screening of Wonder Woman that's only for women.
The film is being shown on 3,000-plus screens nationwide. Go to a different one.
But it's sexist, right? They're infringing on my rights.
Maybe, but it's ultimately just some broads watching a shitty DC movie. It makes them happy. Why do you give a shit?
Oh. Thanks, Alexa.
The Amazon Alexa Outrage Barometer. Because there's a battle every day. We can help you choose the right ones. Here's Drunk with a look at the weather.
We're hurtling ever closer to the sun as the temperatures climb. High likelihood that you and everyone you love will be long dead before this planet turns to ash. Pack some sunscreen and pray to a god who very clearly stopped listening. Now back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I come to the point of my life where I've been searching. Searching for the old days where I could be myself. Dreams don't die, they get old. Riding with my father down a country road, pretending I was driving, windows rolled down low. And thinking about my father. The things we used to do.
Sounds like Hootie.
Right. Doesn't it sound like Hootie?
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely nothing.
All right, take a poll. Twitter poll.
Scary.
Doesn't it sound like Hootie?
Sound like Hootie.
I mean, it sounded like Hootie isn't a bad
one. Come to the point of my life where I remember.
Get down on some Hootie.
Remembering the old days when things were complicated. Running down trails, calling heads and tails, working after school, trying to tell the truth. Ran fast, ran far, ran free. So free.
He eats a lot of food.
Yeah.
Thinking about
he's
those
the guy that goes on the TV and does the challenges. Like when he was here in St. Louis, he won the Crown Candy and attempted to drink six shakes.
Six shakes?
Yeah.
See, now, when you say six shakes, it doesn't sound like that much.
And
but I bet, like, if you actually tried to drink six shakes, it would be very difficult.
They gave him, like, the metal tins with all the excess, too, that didn't fit in the cup.
And this is filmed? This is, like, this guy's career?
Yeah, well, not anymore.
It's Man versus Food Guy.
And it is a different fella.
See, I thought Man versus Food Guy was that bald guy that went around and ate weird stuff.
No, that's a weird eat weird stuff guy.
Oh, Man yeah, Adam food. Zimmerman. Or Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman.
Adam Zimmerman, he goes around
it's
and eats
Adam.
Weird
it's
stuff.
Something else.
And that's not
yeah,
Man
he
versus
eats
food.
The, like the squid eyes and shit.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this place in Nicaragua eats fox balls with.
Yeah.
No, Adam Richman usually stays in the United States of America.
Yeah, he eats
does,
like the 5-pound burrito.
Local restaurants food challenges.
So, like you go into a
like
place.
You go to Texas and they say, yeah, we'll give you this 80-ounce steak for free.
If you can eat the
if
whole
you can
thing.
Eat this, a potato, and fucking a salad.
You ever tried one of those?
No.
Like,
yes.
Tried to win a contest to no, get a free meal?
I know I yes. wouldn't be able to.
Travis said yes.
Yes, there was a Mexican restaurant in the Wisconsin Dells that's not there anymore. I think it was called Pedro's. And they had I want to say, and I could be mistaken, it was a 3-pound burrito, but could have been a 4-pound. I do not recall. And
4 pounds of burrito?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it just had a ridiculous amount of beans and rice and nothing but filler.
It was all filler, and like I swear they like used like 14 tortillas, just wrapped them over and over again around the thing. Yeah, I did it with my
brother-in-law.
I feel
like if you're gonna do that, you gotta get like a tortilla big enough for it. I feel
yeah,
like giving
sure,
you 20
sure
tortillas
did,
is cheating.
I'm sure there was a lot of flaps, you know, a lot of tortilla flaps mixed in there. But I did it with my brother-in-law and my son, who I think at the time was 15, and we all did it.
You finished?
Yeah, we all finished. My kid finished too. I saw it in his face. He
oh, was it was it a
it.
Team thing or?
No, it was no. We all had our own. It was just we all thought, haha, let's do this stupid
we'll show
burrito
fuckers.
Challenge.
I bet your son was probably the one finished first. I remember when I was 15, I could eat, boy.
Well, yeah, I think my brother-in-law finished first. And I think I paced myself a little bit, and yeah, he ate it all, but he was the only one to get like immediately sick, like where he went directly to the bathroom and threw up. And I was not right for 3 whole entire days. Like I didn't feel right. I would randomly get the sweats for no reason. Everything was wrong with
so
me.
Was it so like smothered with chili and cheese and all that?
No, it was like you said, it was pretty much like a bean and cheese and like a beef burrito. And there might have been like some kind of like sauce over the top of it, but it wasn't like chili, and they didn't like beef it up with a bunch of extra shit. It was just like a burrito, you know. No, and you ate it with a knife and fork because it was so
like
big.
Overly spicy with a million jalapenos in it or anything.
No, I put a lot of hot sauce on it because I like hot sauce, and that's going to entice me to eat a burrito, especially 3 to 4 pounds of it.
Sure.
And yeah, so no frills. It wasn't a fancy like house burrito. It was just like a normal burrito.
I remember one. This isn't a eating competition, but I remember one. This was a long time ago. It was after a hockey game, and we went to a Denny's.
Okay.
It was late at night. It was like the late night crowd at Denny's, and
we're talking about like bar closing time crowd.
It was pretty late. Yeah, yeah. This was back in the day when you know you could stay up late and
right.
go have garbage Denny's at night.
Kick it at spinning wheels till 2 in the morning.
Now, if I stay up past 9:30, I feel like I'm gonna die. And we all went to this Denny's, and this waiter was like, I guess he was just having fun. He was fucking around with us, and a couple of us ordered side salads and soups and shit, you know, like the pre-dinner side, whatever. And he brought out a bunch of people's food, and he noticed that that Napier hadn't finished his salad. And he looked Napier dead in the eye, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm not bringing you your dinner until you finish your salad." And then he just walked away. And so Napier kind of sat there for a minute, and he looked around, and he didn't know what to do. And he said, I don't want the rest of this salad. What do I do? And I said, I don't know, man. Guy said he ain't going to bring you your food until you eat the salad. And so he was taking people's napkins, and he was – shoveling salad into napkins and folding it up and setting it on the seat next to him to try to hide salad
From the waiter.
From the waiter. Like the waiter wasn't really going to bring this guy his food. Like, you ordered it. You're going to get your food, man.
It's amazing that that waiter even thought to say that to a
We just let
person.
Him do it. We just sat there and watched him. He was, like, hiding salad in all kinds of different places to get it away from this waiter so this waiter would bring him the rest of his food. Oh, it was so fucking funny. The waiter came back and saw what he was doing and laughed at him and said, "I'm just fucking with you, man. I'll bring you
like,
your sandwich.
Like, of course I'm going to bring your food, man.
Here's your three chicken tenders, dick."
I tipped that guy like I'd never tipped anyone in my life.
That's amazing.
That guy made me laugh harder than I think I've ever laughed in my entire life. Fucking dumb bastard shoveling salad into his napkin like an idiot.
Like he's hiding it from his parents or something, you know? Like, oh, my mom's not going to let me I'm not get away from the table unless I finish my plate.
Travis, you're not a fan of hockey, so you probably missed the Mike Hoffman.
Hold on, story. You live up north and you're not a fan of hockey?
No, I don't like hockey.
Drink,
at all.
You know this about Travis. Travis, he likes comic books. He watches some football. Travis is not a fan of the hockey.
Nope.
Travis, there's a bit of a controversy going on in the Ottawa Senators organization.
Hopefully, it benefits the Blues.
There's a fella named Mike Hoffman. He's been dating the same girl for a long time. They're just dating. They're not married.
I believe it's a fiancé situation.
Yeah, she recently became a fiance. You're familiar with this story, Drunk?
I watch hockey. I know exactly.
It's pretty exciting. So the captain of the team, a guy named Eric Carlson, he's good at hockey, Travis.
Very good at hockey.
Yeah, he's like a guy that you'd want on your team.
Top five defenseman in the league.
Yeah, he's good at it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're talking about hockey men, Travis, Eric Carlson is one that you'd want. Eric Carlson and his wife recently had a child that was born stillborn.
Stillborn,
right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Which is incredibly sad.
Unfortunately, yes.
Probably because it was out of wedlock.
No, they're married.
They're married.
Oh, okay.
Eric Carlson. Or Mike Hoffman's the other guy.
Okay, so there's two different guys.
Same team.
One guy's just a regular hockey man, and then the other guy's a really good hockey man.
So this Mike Hoffman's
also
fiance,
forgive me for that comment I made before.
Because it was out of wedlock? Yeah, God would not approve. It was a bad comment, Travis.
Yep.
So no wonder we attract such garbage, Travis. You know what I'm saying? Jokes
you
like
really
that.
You really got to listen close to get like gross shit like that, though, from us. I mean, it doesn't happen often, and I apologize immediately.
So Mike Hoffman's fiance, she started a social media campaign under like fake burner accounts mocking this woman's stillborn baby.
Nah.
Yeah, and like she's like doing this whole thing. Like it was like a lot of message. It was like
apparently over 1,000 social media messages.
It was like way too many, Travis.
Those guys are on the same team?
Yeah, they're on the same
Carlson
team.
Carlson and his wife.
What is the reason?
And some
behind
of them, like, was
this?
Pre-stillborn wishing death upon their unborn child.
Yeah, I don't think they like each other, Travis. The wives, like the ladies.
Holy shit, though. What are they? Are these girls like 22 years old?
I believe late 20s and early 30s.
Right. It's like, too old for this shit, you know. But it's like
women.
It's like crazy, crazy shit. The wife filed a restraining order against the fiance gal because I don't even know how they necessarily figured out that it was her, but they interviewed several former players of the Senators' wives and like current players of the Senators' wives, and they're like, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And you're like, "Oh yeah, it's definitely her." So like, I guess everybody just kind of knows that this gal is bad news,
right?
And so a weird thing happened today where they traded the Mike Hoffman, the guy with the crazy fiance, to San Jose, and then San Jose immediately traded him to Florida. So like he moved twice today. He moved all over the country.
I didn't hear about that part.
But yeah, it's a crazy story. It's It's really exciting to see, you know, because usually all that's very hush-hush. You don't usually hear about the
right
the crazy behind-the-scenes drama with...
Until after they leave, at least.
...players' wives and stuff.
Right. Well, I could say he... What a smart man for getting engaged to somebody who's going to be so good for his career.
Right, right. I mean, like, the cost for this guy at the trade deadline was like a... Like a really good player and a first round pick, and like now that he's trouble and people just want to get rid of him, I mean, like they were giving him away for like sixth rounders and shit. They were like, just get this
hockey pucks,
get this piece of shit off of our team. He's got a crazy fiance. We gotta get rid of him.
That's gonna turn into like a, you know, not to be crass, but like a Phil Hartman situation, you know, where all of a sudden you're gonna hear about this hockey guy whose wife killed him and then killed herself. Well, you can't be that crazy and not, you know, end up killing your husband, right?
Well, you could just like make a burner account and wish that to happen, I guess.
Just tweet at your own husband from a burner account saying, I wish you would die.
Drunk, you're not too doing too good on your Reese's peanut butter.
Dude, that first like half of it put me under, dude.
You feeling the sugar shakes?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm already like crashing and whatnot.
You're not feeling so hot?
I usually don't crash.
So this was a stunt month fail, Travis.
You got the prices right. Da-da, da-da.
I don't think I do. I'll add it in post. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I mean, Drunk's usually down for whatever, so I would never make disparaging remarks against his attempting to do something.
I totally would. I just don't have it. So I'll have it later.
And then you can put the Game of Thrones shame.
Shame. In yeah, that'll go Ding. Right here.
Shame.
Ding.
Shame.
Shame.
Ding.
Shame.
And then I'll tweet
Shame.
The picture of what I finished with a hashtag epic fail.
So Travis, what are we gonna do to get rid of some of these listeners and get some new ones? Are we gonna have some contests or something? Are we gonna have some giveaways?
Yeah, I think we do. Well, I know we have some prize packages that we're putting together, right? Movies from some companies that we are associated with. I believe some apparel. Did you say there's going to be apparel?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lots of good stuff coming.
There's a lot of good stuff that we're putting together. Some really nice prize packages to entice people to come on over to the WFOD show and give it a listen.
Guys, I'm sorry. Sorry I got a little heated.
No, you're not.
It's been a long day. You know, been a long day. I feel better, though. Does that help?
It does.
I mean, I think it helps you, right?
That's the important thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so.
See, I'm a slave
for you
to the grass. Like, the grass really, like, dictates so much of my time.
You could have fooled me.
What does that mean, Drunk? Are you saying that my lawn does not look immaculate? I spent all day out there today mowing the goddamn grass. The grass, it grows.
Yeah, did you trim?
And I'm a slave
to it. Did you edge?
Of course I edged, Drunk. That's part of the whole process.
Did you water your plants?
No, I didn't water them. It rained today. I didn't have to, Travis. But I mean, if it hadn't rained, then yeah, I would have had to spend time watering the plants and mowing the lawn. I spend so much fucking time just out there mowing the lawn.
Well, maybe you should have bought a house with a little smaller yard.
No, man. Can I tell you a secret?
Somebody suggested that I just make the whole thing rocks.
People do that. People put
my
like
my sister's neighborhood has that, and it looks kind of huge.
I imagine it looks very huge. And doesn't that just encourage kids to go grab some rocks and throw them at your house? See, I would think that's what I mean. Kids go down to the grocery store and find cans of peas and throw those at my house. So I imagine if they have a bunch of rocks right there, they're going to pick them up and they're going to throw them.
So in my backyard, I have a pool. And I feel like on the other side of my pool, I want to make the rest of my yard like one of those artificial, like, putt-putt surfaces.
Oh, just like a turf?
Yeah, but like a nice one, like you see it at like a mini golf place.
You're gonna turf your yard?
I'd like to.
I mean, I guess I can't really knock it. You turf and then you.
I feel like you'd have to have some professionals do that though, because I've seen, you know, if it's done shoddily, you're gonna get a lot of crumpling and.
Sure, I'm sure it'll require some like concrete and whatnot.
I had a groundhog in my yard the other day. And I spent so much time looking out the window at that groundhog. I was so excited that there was a groundhog in my yard. And since then, I have...
Did you shoot it with your pellet gun?
No, I've mowed the grass twice since I saw the groundhog.
In a week?
Well, I mean, like last week and this week, I mow it like once a week.
Why?
Because the grass grows, drunk.
It's hot outside. Here's the trick.
This is what happens.
Here's the trick. So now that it's fucking balls ass 100 degrees every day, you put your lawnmower on the lowest setting, cut it, shit dies, you don't gotta cut it no more.
But then your yard looks like shit.
No, don't.
Drunk. This is what happens.
Look at your neighborhood, dude. You have three neighbors that haven't even cut their grass.
I'm not competing with the whole neighborhood. I'm competing with my next door neighbors. When my next door neighbor mows the grass, my yard looks like shit. Because I look like my grass is high and their grass is good. So then I have to mow my grass so that my grass looks as good as their grass.
Yeah, you just got to get that out your brain.
And, like, you know, they mow their grass and, like, they do dumb... They don't
baseball patterns.
They don't do a straight line. And the other side, like, I share part of the middle... with them, and like they cut it dumb, like too far over, and then I have to cut it so that my part doesn't look dumb.
That's a mental U block.
Drunk, I spend so much of my time trying to keep the yard in order. And I don't even go outside. I don't spend any time out there.
Except to cut the grass.
Except to cut the grass. That's the only time I'm outside.
So if none of your neighbors ever fucking see you, who cares what your yard looks like?
Well, I do. I have pride. Drunk? Why are you laughing at that?
Because. I don't know. I could see maybe if you lived in a, you know, Creve-Coeur or something like that.
The people across the street, they moved out, and the renter came over to me the other day, and it was some Asian lady, and she was like, you cut grass? I mean, I was cutting my grass, and so she saw me and said, oh, that's a guy who cuts grass.
Yeah, then you should have said, well, I look like a wetback.
Come on. Drunk? What are you, Millie Bobby Brown? So she said, you cut grass? And I assumed that she was going to offer to pay me. But I was like, I don't have time to cut my grass. You fuck off, you lady. I'm not a grass-cutting guy. And then she just went down the street and talked some other guy into cutting the grass. And then I wanted to know how much she offered to pay him.
Excuse me, please.
Come on.
You cut grass.
Drunk? Okay, do more offensive Asian accent. It's fun. Do the rest of the show as an Asian. Are you not even going to finish one, Drunk?
I'm not even going to finish half of one.
That's fucking pathetic.
I know.
I'm so disappointed in you.
It's a tough ask. I told you how much sugar I'm eating, right?
Travis.
Yeah.
I have two picks of the week this week.
You can only have one.
Well, I have two.
All right, you do one of yours first. What's one of your picks of the week, Mike?
Charles, me and my wife.
My wife.
We went and saw the movie Tag.
Oh, it's horrible, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it a lot.
That looks really fun. Yeah. John Hamm's in there.
Had a very St. Louis's own John Hamm.
Yeah.
It was an enjoyable film. It was funny, very touching at the end. The end is very good.
It's a tearjerker, huh?
Made me a little emotional. You know what I'm saying? It made me reminiscent of my childhood days. You know what I'm saying? Made me want to reach out to
when all your friends hated you.
No, my friends hate me now. Oh, they hated me then too.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I have any friends.
You just.
I'm hard to be friends with drunk.
They hung out with you because they needed a goalie.
Ouch. You think that's true?
No, that was a compliment. He said you were a good goalie.
No, I was just a goalie.
No, they needed one. They're tired of playing three posts.
Yeah,
trying to help you out. Paying a compliment.
They knew two goalies, and I was better than the other one. So yeah, Tag is a good movie. Thanks, Drunk.
Drunk, your pick of the week.
I have another one though, Travis.
Oh yeah, but we're gonna get to that. That'll be the last one. We're not gonna give you two in a row. You get two, but not in a row.
Drunk's pick of the week.
Travis, at the break, I played the new one from the record company. You remember past guest, the record company?
Oh yeah, in our early interview days.
It was not Hootie and the Blowfish. It was the record company, and they have a new album coming out this week, and
they've really traveled the world since we talked to them. They were just a band out of California who had a handful of dates across the country in odd places, and since then they've been on they were on Letterman when he was still on, right? And all over the world.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, good for them. Record company.
So they are my second pick of the week.
Strike that. You weren't getting that until after we were done.
Oh.
No, that's all right. Drunk, your pick of the week.
Same as last week. It's going to be the same again next week.
Picks of the week.
Except it's a whole month worth of stuff.
Pick like a particular game.
All right. Well, next week we got, let's see here.
Do you have like a team that you're rooting for, Drunk? Who's your team?
So I'm in a little bit of a betting pool.
Oh?
And I ended up with Spain, Portugal, and France.
Did you just get stuck with them, or are they the ones you wanted?
Yeah, it was kind of a random draw. So I got groups B and group C.
But do you have a team that you would actually root for if you weren't in on this pool?
Well, it would be America, but they're not in it, because I love America.
We were roped into some kind of Twitter spat between Davey and Dent and some guy from Uruguay or something.
Uruguay is pretty good.
They were pissed off about soccer, and they were going back and forth, and the Uruguay guy included us in the tweet, and he was like, look at this asshole Davey and Dent talking about how the French cheat. I was like, I don't know why I would care about the French cheating, but, you know, cool, man.
Yeah, 2 days ago, a guy from Croatia refused to go in as a sub, so the fucking coach said, deuces, back to Croatia with you.
Deported.
Yeah, no, I guess, you know, if you want to get in a Twitter spat over the World Cup, you probably want to at mention Drunk, because
Drunk. He's
Drunk was the only one that wasn't included. It included three different me's and Travis.
I'll tell you one
thing. I'm the one waking up at goddamn 5 o'clock in the morning to watch soccer.
I have never, ever, ever watched even 2 minutes of soccer unless one of my children were playing on a Saturday or a Saturday morning.
Travis, I played soccer as a child.
Were you the goalie?
And you still
don't
watch soccer.
Had that big left foot, you know? The big left foot. No, I was not good at soccer.
You're a pretty good softball player. I remember that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's softball.
It's softball.
All right, Travis, you got pick of the week? Boy?
Travis, pick of the week.
Travis's pick of the week this week, I guess I kind of have two as well. My official pick of the week is Action Comics 80 Years of Superman hardcover edition by DC. They collected a bunch of Superman material because Superman celebrated 80 years and 1,000 issues of Action Comics recently.
Okay.
My second pick of the week would be a purchase that I made that I haven't received yet that... a little expensive, but I'm very excited to have it. It's an original page from Detective Comics 969. Looking forward to receiving it. That's my pick.
Guys, be on the lookout
for new listeners.
It really throws me off when you start playing music while I'm talking, you know?
Well, Well, I'm trying to fade it in, Travis, you know, fade
it's
in.
It's not fading in, like, it's like right in my ears. I can't hear anything but this fucking music.
Sorry, Travis.
My suggestion for you is to replace that music with your wife.
So instead of playing music, I'll just get Laura down here to like sing a little ditty while you're doing your pick of the week.
Have her bust out the tambourine, start fucking banging it on her hip and shit.
Well, obviously Travis he can't multitask, so maybe Travis's pick of the week should go first, drunk.
Gotcha.
And then me and you, we can do our picks of the week over the music.
So that's why
I mean, obviously, you know, I can rub my belly and pat my head at the same time, no problem.
That's why I made the suggestion that your second pick go last. You see, I already made that suggestion. You didn't follow through with it,
Travis. Your input has been received. I appreciate it. See, maybe it's probably me.
So next week's got to be the last week of Stomp Month. There's not two more Tuesdays left, is there?
There's three. We're extending it into July.
Ugh.
I realize, Travis, all of this is probably me. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have friends, and I hate all the listeners, and it's probably not the listeners' fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jody's a very nice man. I just hate most of the things he does. See, Travis, he does this thing, and it irritates the shit out of me.
Have you been on a show yet? It's a fun show.
Who, Jody's show?
Yeah.
Then I'd have to talk to Jody.
So?
The Jody does this thing.
I had a nice almost two-hour conversation with him.
Like, I want to talk shit about people. With my pals. I want to post something on social media saying something mean about something because I feel it in my heart. But then what Jody does is he sees me talking shit about somebody and then he goes back and like adds them in.
You're the asshole tweeting about Millie Bobby Brown being a racist and Jody's the one tagging Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, so Jody would be the one that would do that. Like, I would like join in on the fun Millie Bobby Brown hashtag and like say, you know, like I was in line at Lowe's getting some fertilizer and Millie Bobby Brown ran up and slapped my ass and said she hates Jews, you know, and like I'd be in on the Millie Bobby Brown thing. And then Jody B would like come in and reply and be like, oh, what at Millie Bobby Brown? You did that? Shame on you, LOL. No, Jody B, I'm just trying to do a fun thing, and you're trying to make it into something else. And then, after the whole thing, he'll DM both of us and try to get us both on his podcast to hash out our differences. You know, we're in a world that Jody B creates, Travis.
He's like,
you know,
he's like Jerry Springer.
Well, I was going to say Maury. He's Maury. Oh.
Jerry way, Springer, man, they announced great. That Jerry Springer's calling it quits. I didn't even know Jerry Springer was still on.
I heard he was thinking of running for president.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we don't need any more celebrity.
He was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Well, see, and maybe if we really think about it, if we break this down, maybe this is Jody B's performance art. And we're tearing it down.
Maybe we shouldn't talk shit about Jody B's performance art, Travis. You're right. We're hypocrites. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a hypocrite. You didn't really say anything bad about it.
No, I'm quite fond of Jody B.
You lie, Travis.
Mike, I like your shirt.
Travis,
can I have it?
I know that there's listeners that you hate because we talk about them all the time.
Jody is not one of them. The one thing...
Travis, I don't want to blow up your spot, but we talk about hating listeners all the time, Trevor. That's something we do.
You notice he's not saying Drunk hates the listeners because he loves all of the listeners.
Drunk's a good man.
Drunk, you're not involved. You don't know to hate them. Drunk, the more you learn about them, the more you'll hate them.
They all seem very cordial to me.
Whenever. Maybe you should be the brand ambassador.
On the few times that they do at me.
I'm going to take a step back You can remove my name from all WFOD websites and imaging.
Yeah, just take it out. Like, he is not like the founder of this show. He's got nothing to do with it. He hasn't been a part of it in the last couple of years.
We'll rebrand.
Yeah, pending investigation.
We'll be the Drunk Cast.
We're disassociating.
Right.
Is that name already taken?
The Drunk Cast? Yeah. I'm sure there's 40 The Drunk Casts.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Plenty of variations on that name.
Teased that we were going to announce what the B in WFOB stands for, and we didn't do it.
Isn't it burgers? Oh. Hamburger? Oh, wait.
That'll have to wait till next week, I guess.
Wow. So we're going to do that, and we're going to do
the double tease.
I'm going to find 10. It's going to take a while. It's going to be a whole project, but yeah, I'm going to find 10 podcasts that don't record their podcasts on a fucking phone. hey, guys, this is something that you can do. Now, don't give me any advice on how to podcast or anything like that. don't give me any criticism on the show. Don't ask if I'm talking about you, because I am. Just send me suggestions on independent podcasts that you have listened to that use microphones. They don't have to be good. I don't care if like the quality or the content is good. I just want to know that they have microphones plugged into something that they talk into. That's the benchmark we're going for now. As the very least we will accept is podcasts that use microphones.
And by independent, you mean?
Like not Mark Maron.
Not Mark Maron, you know.
And to be clear, Joe when Rogan. Mike says we, he means him. Don't at mention me at all. At mention Mike only, because I'm not interested in listening to indie podcasts.
You're getting at mentioned all the time, not only because you're the albino alligator of the albino alligator indie podcast top 10, but you are the new brand ambassador. You know what I miss, Drunk?
I thought I was drunk.
No, both of you guys. you're going to have to split the duty to make sure that, you know,
we'll just cut you out of it, and me and Travis.
Yeah. I'm not involved anymore, guys. If you're getting tweets, they're not from me. They're from our producer, Jerry.
Travis, I think you're going to have to run point then, because...
You know what I miss, Travis? I miss your weekly tweet. You used to tweet the link to the show once a week, and you had like a fun little thing, and you stopped doing it. Travis, you stopped doing your weekly tweet.
He got off social media.
I did it for a while. Like that was the only thing that I did was just tweet the link to the episode. And then I stopped using it so much that I didn't even do that.
I enjoyed your tweet. I mean, the listeners, they don't, who cares about them?
Travis, I enjoy you as a person.
I enjoyed your tweet.
And I enjoy you as well.
Travis, you tweet again?
Yeah, you know what? I'll get back on the episode. I can do the episode thing. I'll avoid my feed, and I'll at least do the episode.
That love and feeling.
I used to do it every Thursday morning.
Whoa, that love and feeling.
I'll get back. I'll do it Friday. We're a day behind Friday.
You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone. Oh, gone. Whoa, whoa.
Guns out, phones out.
Lazarus got no dirt on me, and I crossed over in my pathos. Oh, faded, faithful, oh, fatal.
It's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, thank you for checking out this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. They got one just about every night of the week. Replays, music, good stuff. So, you know, just pop it on for a bit. What else you got to do, you know? You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODicks.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at WFODicks. It's an extension of the show. There's stuff going on. Interact with us. Tell us hi. It's good stuff. Just at WFO Dicks on everything. We're there. If you want to email us, Mike or Travis at WFODicks.com. Drunk at WFO Dicks. Email him. Tell him hi. Say, hey, Drunk, I think you're great. Yeah, you know what? I get a lot of emails of people telling me they think Drunk's great, but I don't pass them on because I don't want them to get cocky or anything. So you tell Drunk you think he's great. Drunk at WFODicks.com. Hey, give us a call, 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. If you want to give us a call when we're live or when we're not, anytime, just give us a call. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Harry Balls on Ya, Liquid Lozenge, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, go to patreon.com/WFODicks. Kick us a buck or two. There's, you know, secret stuff over there. You know, we put up the after shows, the pre-shows. We put up all kinds of stuff. So if you can't get enough of this, there's more there. But, you know, if you can't spare any cash, that's fine, too. We don't care about the cash. We're doing it for funsies. But, you know, if we have a guest, reach out to the guest and tell them you heard them here. Give us a review on iTunes. Share a link with a friend. There's lots of ways that you can help. But, yeah, most of all, just listen to it. And if you like it, tell a friend. That's what we want. Thanks. We'll do it again next week. Have a good one.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.